From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, October 29th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, residents in West St. Louis County go to the polls November 5th to decide who will represent the 99th District House seat. Some believe this race has long-term implications.
There's just so much talk about suburban women, where they are, and will they flip, and will they take out Trump, and where they are. And this is certainly an indicator. Here is a district of suburban moms.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum previews the contest between Republican Leanne Pittman and Democrat Trish Gunby. That's up in a few minutes. First, the news. The chairman of the board that oversees St. Louis County Police has resigned without explanation. Roland Corvington texted his resignation to St. Louis County Executive Sam Page. Corvington could not be reached for comment yesterday. His move comes as the department faces calls for new leadership. It's under scrutiny after a jury awarded a gay officer nearly $20 million in a discrimination suit. Page wants to appoint new members to the board, which can fire Police Chief John Belmar. A spokesman for Page says the county executive is not calling on Belmar to resign. Also, in a letter to county employees, Page says he expects the current chief to lead the effort to make changes. Attorneys for the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services are trying to make the case that the only abortion clinic in the state is unsafe. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports, that was the heart of their argument during the first day of a regulatory hearing about the future of the Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Louis.
Earlier this year, state health officials declined to renew Planned Parenthood's license to provide abortions on the grounds that clinicians were reckless and unsafe in providing care. Lawyers for the department on Monday told the Administrative Hearing Commission the clinic had put patients at risk. They said one patient went to the hospital because of heavy bleeding. Other procedures failed to terminate patients' pregnancies. Planned Parenthood officials say the department is unfairly focusing on four rare cases out of thousands. David Eisenberg is a physician at the clinic.
And they have twisted the process in a way that four patients might jeopardize the health of over 1 million women in the state of Missouri because those four patients experienced a rare but known complication from abortion care.
The hearing continues through Friday. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
A panel examining a tube transportation system that could shuttle people from St. Louis to Kansas City in less than a half hour is recommending construction of a 15-mile national certification track. It could cost up to $500 million. Officials contend that track could place Missouri in a prime position to build a hyperloop between St. Louis and Kansas City. House Speaker Elijah Haar says it can solve some of the state's transportation woes.
Building a hyperloop would alleviate a lot of the problems that we have with our interstate system. The wear and tear, the human cost of accidents would go down significantly.
The full cost of the hyperloop project could be between roughly $7.5 billion and $10.5 billion. You can find The Gateway on a bunch of platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. While there, take some time to keep the St. Louis Public Radio bosses happy by writing a review of this daily effort. Thanks. Missourians in six House districts will go to the polls November 5th to fill vacancies in the General Assembly's lower chamber. Yet only one is considered competitive, the 99th district contest between Democrat Trish Gunby and Republican Leanne Pittman. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum examines the candidates in the St. Louis County-based race.
It's a cool and cloudy afternoon in western St. Louis County, and Leanne Pittman is pounding the pavement. She's traversing through a Manchester subdivision in an attempt to keep the 99th House District in Republican hands. Pittman is squaring off against Democrat Trish Gunby to fill out an unexpired term in the district that takes in places like Manchester, Twin Oaks, and Valley Park. Since the other five special elections are either safe Republican or Democratic districts, Pittman is well aware that the state's political attention is on her and Gunby.
I met with my family and started to think about, you know, that it's really important for conservative values to be maintained in West County in District 99.
The 99th district has been in Republican hands for years, but both parties believe it's become more competitive. Before she stepped down to become the Missouri Republican Party executive director, Gene Evans won re-election by about 6 percentage points. That's one of the reasons why Gunby believes she has a good chance to win.
I lead with, I'm running for state rep, I'm the Democratic candidate. Many times I'm met with thank goodness, because I think there is a sense of divisiveness that's coming from a national perspective, from our president, and from a Jeff City perspective.
For Pittman, a senior accountant with the Protective Life Corporation, economic development is a key priority. She says she wants to pare down state regulations that get in the way of small businesses, and she's also promising to advocate for law enforcement officials and veterans.
My dad served in Korea, and my nephew's serving in the Special Forces, and I think it's just really important that we try and help them.
Gunby spent most of her career as a marketing professional. She's been involved in local politics for some time, honing in on voting rights issues. She wants to change how Missouri is perceived to potential businesses, pointing to how the NAACP placed a travel advisory for the state and how gay, lesbian, and transgender people can be fired from their jobs with no legal recourse.
When you're dealing with younger persons and corporations who are deciding to be much more inclusive in their efforts, both in their advertising and in their policy, and you don't live in a state that reflects that, I think down the road, we will pay for that.
Some see the 99th District contest as a referendum on abortion rights, especially after Governor Mike Parson signed legislation into law banning most abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. Pittman is endorsed by Missouri Right to Life, while several abortion rights groups are supporting Gunby. Both candidates, though, say they haven't heard that much about abortion as they go door to door. In some respects, the two parties see the race as more than just about one issue, but about the vitality of Republicans and Democrats throughout Missouri. Gunby, in particular, is getting some help from prominent Democratic politicians, like State Auditor Nicole Galloway. Galloway helped rally some of Gunby's volunteers before they went out to canvass last week.
We got the best campaign. We got the best candidate, and we got the best volunteers that are willing to do the hard work to make sure that we flip the seat from red to blue.
St. Louis Alderwoman Sarah Martin believes that a Democratic win could provide a confidence boost for statewide contenders like Galloway, who needs a strong turnout in the suburbs to outflank Parson in the 2020 gubernatorial contest.
There's just so much talk about suburban women, where they are, and will they flip, and will they take out Trump, and where they are. And this is certainly an indicator. Here is a district of suburban moms.
Pittman is getting assistance from heavy hitters in the Missouri Republican Party, like State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick. And a slew of GOP House members have helped Pittman go door to door. With turnout expected to be low, Republican State Representative Shamed Dogan of Baldwin says the result of the Pittman-Gunby contest could come down to who has the best campaign organization.
I think voters there are really focused on things that a lot of suburban voters are, which is, you know, how is this candidate going to help my pocketbook? How is this person's outlook on the world?
Elsewhere in North St. Louis County, Democrat Michael Person is running against Libertarian Nick Kassoff in the 74th House District. And in St. Louis, Democrat Rasheen Aldridge is running unopposed for the 78th District House seat. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. Follow me on Twitter at Wayne Radio. I'm Wayne Pratt. And from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.